Hey gorgeous, welcome to episode number 27 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. Today's episode, let's cross our fingers, is short and sweet and to the point because we're going to talk about messaging clarity. I say that because my intention is to give you short, sweet, bite-sized episodes, but I always end up like oversharing. But anyways, in a good way, right? All right, so in today's episode, I want to talk about message clarity because I think it's important. I think no matter what stage you are in your business, you should always be revisiting your messaging, ensuring that it's still speaking to the people that you want to connect with, and most importantly, align with your overall brand goals and things like that, okay? And I want to start by saying that I think over time, our brand messaging changes, and that's okay. Our overall messaging changes, and that's okay. And I think sometimes we are trying to hold on to what we were and how we started, that we sometimes lose the vision overall for our companies and our business and our brands, because every brand evolves, every messaging pivots and changes. So if you feel like you are ready for a shift when it comes to your messaging, when it comes to your brand's positioning, know that you're on the right track, because innovating, evolution, all that is a part of what we do on this planet, especially as entrepreneurs. And so don't feel like, I remember somebody saying this to someone, not to me specifically, because y'all know your girl don't play. But I was at a conference, and I think they were friends. Anyways, she was talking to her friend about how like she's so inspired by what she, you know, got out of the session today, and she's gonna go to her hotel room and kind of make some changes to her brand message and stuff like that. And this person was, her friend was like, whoever, was like, that's ridiculous and it's a waste of time because whatever reason she gave, I don't remember the specifics, but basically she was trying to shame her into not making those pivots because it's like, you gotta, if you want to be consistent with your branding and your messaging, it all has to stay the same. And it's like, what I realized at the time and still now is that sometimes we get so stuck in what it used to be and what has worked that we're not willing to admit that things need to change, okay? So if you're listening to this episode, whether you're a fan of the podcast or you're just like, this fell in my lap and I really want to hear more about message clarity, you're in the right place, because I've changed my messaging over and over again. I think it's done me good, right? And I'm not just talking about like when I've pivoted things and offers in my business, but overall, my core message hasn't changed, right? What I want to do and create in the world, the change that I want to create has not changed. But my messaging overall and who I'm attracting, who I'm speaking to has changed, because the people that I worked with in the beginning of my business are not the same people that I work with now, right? The people that I attracted in the beginning of my business are not the same people I attract now. And that's okay, and that's by design, because as we grow, we realize who we really want to work with. When I started work in my business, I was like, just give me money, okay? Give me money, I will solve your problems, I got you, right? Over time, I got clear on what my gifts were, my skills were, and who would best benefit from that, right? I think sometimes we're stuck in this ideal client avatar and all of these things where we hope the people we want to work with will be, when in reality is the best way to figure out who you want to work with is to get out and get in the works, right? Into the work itself, working with people, and it'll help you decide who would be a good fit for your work, right? And for the most part, we already know this, but I just want to remind you, especially if you're in the beginning stages and you're listening to this episode, or maybe you're seasoned and you're like, eh, my stuff is good, my messaging is great. So let's talk about message clarity in this episode, but I want to share with you some four things that you need to kind of like get clear on when it comes to your messaging, okay? All right, so I want to start by saying this. Your messaging is an ecosystem to your client attraction system, right? To a client attraction process. So your messaging is an ecosystem to your client attraction process. Oftentimes people think their messaging is just their I help statement when it involves so many more things. It's not complicated, but it also, you need to be clear on what that will look like overall for your business, right? Your messaging is not just your I help statement, it is your promise, right? What are you gonna deliver to people? Is the guarantees that you make, is the comfort that you create for people to wanna stay a while and buy from you or make a decision to be in your world? Like, all of these factors are important. It's the stories that you're telling, is the content you're creating. And so I don't want you to just look at it from a one standpoint, right? It's an overall ecosystem that you're creating. So when your core messaging is not where it needs to be, it then creates more confusion and chaos for you when it comes to your marketing, when it comes to showing up, and when it comes to the results that you're trying to have in your business, right? And so here's some things you want to look at when it comes to your messaging to see if you need some pivots, right? Or some tweaks to your messaging. Number one, are you getting the consistency in the leads that you used to get in your business, right? Number two, are people more confused about what you do now than before? Because sometimes we think, like, especially if we've actually changed who we work with, I've done that. And that's why one of the things I do annually is check in with, is my ideal clients, people I want to track, matching the messaging and the overall promise I'm making in the marketplace. If it doesn't, I need to adjust it. But anyways, are you attracting a ton of people who are like, yeah, this is great, but then they're kind of lost on what you do and how you can help them, right? Maybe you're at a place in your business where you're getting people signing up for a course, for example, and they're just not the right fit. Like they should have been taking product A instead of product C from you because somehow they were sold into this product C offer that really is not, they're not ready for, right? Maybe they need to start from scratch and this program or this mastermind you have is high level, that's not, they're not ready for. So kind of like look at your business overall, do an assessment of when I'm putting out content and marketing my offers, is it leading to the end result that I want? And the end result is not always cash because we can have a ton of people buy our courses and programs and they're not a good fit and that's not a good representation of your work because now you have a bunch of people who won't actually benefit from it. Maybe they will one day, but like the goal here is to create more results, right? And in those results that we're creating for people, they are basically a walking billboard of what's possible when they say yes to themselves. And so if we're not actually fitting the right people to the right product, it is also a reflection of poor messaging that you may have, okay? I can be on the soapbox a lot longer, but let's talk about these four things you want to look out for when it comes to clarifying your message. And if your messaging is rooted in any of these things, I need you to change immediately, okay? Number one, your messaging should not be rooted in shame or guilt. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. You may not care, but I care because I want to create a world in the marketing space where people can be comfortable to be themselves, but they don't have to be pushed to and feel shame to make a buying decision from you because that's not how it works. That is the old way of marketing, right? But the truth is we are much smarter than we were back then. Okay, we are savvier, we make more money than our ancestors, we are showing up in the most powerful way. I don't know anybody in my life that's not a go-getter and trying to get something bigger than where they are in life. And so the people we serve are pretty smart, okay? So there's no need to shame them and guilt them. When I started my business in 2012, the biggest conversation on the internet was, you not investing in yourself, meaning you're not a serious entrepreneur and you don't want to win. That was a thing. It was like shaming people into buying. If you want to talk about investment, there's so many ways to position that rather than shaming people, right? And so when you look at their core messaging of their brands, that's not even what they're about. And that's not the way they're positioning themselves. Like they're positioning themselves as sweet butterflies and rainbows, but yet they're chasing people and making people feel shitty about themselves, right? And so I want to just say this, do not fall prey to, I want to just talk about people's pain points and using that as a way to shame and guilt people into making the decision with you. Because that is not going to work. It can work for a while, but eventually it's going to die down where people are going to get sick and tired of not feeling good about their decision. And one of the things that this often leads to, if you see people, talking about how much money they made in launches, they're probably not talking about the refunds they're getting, okay? Refund requests before the 30 days are up. Because the truth is they weren't selling or marketing. Their messaging wasn't rooted in sincerity. It wasn't rooted in empowerment and empowering, wanting the people to make a decision for themselves. It was rooted in pushing people, shame and guilting people. And of course, what happens when you go to a store, you buy something that you thought was really nice, you get home and you started feeling buyer's remorse, right? You're like, I don't know. That's why I don't shop with my friends. I love them. They encourage me, even though I don't look good in something sometimes. I feel like I don't. Girl, you look amazing. I get home, I try it on, my girl, no way. I know my body. I know what I want. I know how I want to feel when I dress. And so sometimes we get rooted in the pressure. And it's not just buying stuff, but there's other pressures that are out there. Do not allow your marketing or your messaging to be rooted in shame and guilt. Number two, your messaging needs to be clear on what you stand for, okay? It cannot just be about the person you're trying to reach and serve, which is important, but you need to stand for something. When you don't stand for something, what will happen is you will attract more of the people who are not about what you stand for. And therefore, you're growing an audience of people who may never buy from you. And what will end up happening is when you're ready to sell or you are selling stuff, it becomes harder. It becomes like pulling weed. It's like finding a needle in a haystack because you now have vague messaging that called in all these people that were so excited about these butterflies and rainbows. That is the analogies for today, okay? And now you are selling, hardcore things. Like people are like, they need to make a decision. And they're not because they weren't interested in that. It's like the Reels epidemic. I'm going to say it. It's an epidemic. Because as much as we love Reels and as much as we love short-term video, what happened when people were just doing, especially people who were teachers, who were like actually teaching people something and helping people get a resolution, they attracted, I've seen this firsthand, I've had clients who fell into this trap. Nothing wrong with using Reels, fun trending audios and all that, but that was all of their content all of the time. And so yes, they were growing, but when it came time to sell something like their high ticket offers, it was harder because the people who were following them from those Reels weren't people who were an ideal fit for their work. So as much as it's fun to just do things, follow the trends, if we're not clear on what we stand for, especially when it comes to our messaging, it is a problem because now we're calling in a bunch of people. Clear messaging pulls people in. It attracts people to you. And when you are attracting the wrong people, it becomes a detriment to your business later on. Number three, your messaging needs to articulate the value of the results that you bring in the world. Let me repeat that. Your messaging needs to articulate the value of the results that you bring into the world. So it is not just about who you serve and how you serve them. That's great. But what is the value of creating the results that you're selling? What is the value of the transformation that you're selling? And I'm not just talking about like quantifying the value, right? That's helpful, right? That's a part of your messaging. Quantify how, you know, losing these 10 pounds will make them feel, right? How will that show up in their life? You know, looking better in their clothes, feeling more energetic, being able to wear a two-piece at the pool, whatever it is, quantify that. That's great. But that value itself is way bigger than just the things that they get to do in their lives, right? Because long-term, losing those final 10 pounds, those pesky 10 pounds, allows you to live a life of being fit, being healthy, being able to maintain and sustain that. That's a value as well. So there's so many things that you can articulate, but when your messaging is unclear, you're then not able to articulate what is the quantifiable value that the transformation I offer brings, but also the overall value in total, right? And last but not least, your messaging needs to be simple. Sorry. Your messaging needs to be simple, right? Is it overcomplicated? Are you trying to sound too much of a guru or an expert that you're losing the people who are meant to work with you, right? Are you trying to speak to your colleagues versus your actual future clients? This is a big problem, especially coaches who serve other coaches. Just because you're serving other coaches don't mean everyone that you work with understands what the heck you're talking about. I'm a marketing nerd. There's so many things that I know and so many ways that I've positioned things that I realize now I'm like, ooh, I was really talking to myself and other marketing nerds. I wasn't talking to my clients. Yeah, they may be coaches. They're business owners. I work with business owners. But it does not mean that they understand fully what you're saying. So the question I want you to answer for yourself is, if your five-year-old doesn't understand it, is it clear? Right? If the youngest person in your family does not understand, or your grandma doesn't understand what this is about, then you are way off and you need to clarify that, right? All right, so I'm gonna leave you with four things your messaging should consist of for you to get clear of, okay? Just four things you need to be clear on when it comes to your messaging besides the things we just talked about, right? One, your messaging needs to be specific. It needs to be tangible. That's number two, right? Tangible meaning, that's why if you get clear on what those quantifiable value of the results that you bring, it's also helpful. It needs to attract the right people, right? So you're calling your people, and it also needs to repel those who are not a good fit for your work, right? So as much as you want to attract the right people, you want to actually repel those who aren't a good fit. Now, this is not about, again, it should not be rooted in shame or guilt. But it is about understanding what conversations you don't want to have in your world anymore when it comes to your marketing, right? Who do you not want to ever speak to? And if you do, how do you want to course correct that? Catch yourself every time you're about to write a post, every time you're about to write an email, every time you're about to launch a podcast episode or whatever you're going to do. And I want to give you, I want to share an actual story with you because I think this is going to be helpful, okay? Now that I think about it. So the four things your messaging should be specific, tangible, it should attract the right people and repel the right people. Okay, so here's the story. It was at a time where I was really excited about doing webinars like every other week. And I still am, just not as much as I used to. So I'm doing this webinar and I thought to myself, because I like to do my own homework. I'm like, oh, what would be a cool conversation that, you know, I can talk about and teach on when it comes to my industry? And what I got caught up in was falling into the root around shame and guilt. I didn't know it at the time. Now I know better. But there was a conversation around like, what is it? The feast and famine cycle. I just kept seeing these ads. I just kept seeing it. I'm like, well, I don't usually talk about that because I like to stay away from conversations that shame and guilt people. But I'm like, I can position it so much better. So I'm like, I did this webinar and I think part of the title is like how to get out of the feast and famine cycle in your coaching business. I was in the middle of the launch. This is at a time when my launches included like 3 different webinars over the course of 6 weeks. Don't mind it. I was energetic back then. It's like, why did I do all that? But anyways, I did this webinar. Over 300 people signed up for this webinar. Okay. So you think, oh, wow, people, they're going to show up. They're going to, yes, do the webinar, and the call to action was to book a call with me. So there was nothing to sell. You didn't have to buy anything. And although I was very clear on who it was for, that's one thing. I didn't want to just have a bunch of people on my calendar who weren't an ideal fit. But out of 300 people, 10 people signed up for a call. Cool. Okay. It's fine. And out of the 10 people, only one person became a client. And the reason why this person became a client was because she was already following my work. She was already on my email list. She had already bought a Tripwire product from me, right? So I had already laid my real core messaging was already out there, and she was already a part of that ecosystem. So when it came down to it, she did watch the webinar. She resonated with my story. She even mentioned it on our call. And she made that decision from all this other work that I've put in. But the people who actually joined my list was 300 plus people. They came from me running ads to that particular topic that wasn't aligned with my messaging, wasn't aligned with my brand, was not aligned with my overall objective and who I wanted to work with. Here's my point here, okay? And mind you, I didn't just have the webinar. I did follow-up emails and all the things. What happened was I attracted the wrong people because that wasn't my messaging, right? The other problem is it was rooted in shame and guilt. Like, are you at a place where you're in a feast and famine cycle? There's so many ways I could have positioned that, right? Instead of doing the negative conversation around that, I could have focused on like, how can we get you your next 5 clients in the next 30 days? Like, that could have been a better topic and conversation. Although my webinar, the training itself was to teach them that kind of concept, what I realized is because at the time for this particular webinar and that particular strategy, my messaging was not rooted in what I wanted it to. It wasn't aligned with my brand. I just wanted to do what was hot and popular, right? And so I was attracting the wrong people. I repelled the people who would actually be a good fit for my work. And I called in 300 plus people who weren't a fit. And I can tell you, because I'm a data nerd, I look at my data all the time, my email list, and clean that up. None of those people ever bought from me. None. Okay? And the people who eventually did were people who were already on my list. They had joined the webinar, yes, but they were already on my list, already a part of my world, already familiar with my brand, and they had already had a concept of what my clear, true messaging was. It was that webinar sounded interesting, right? But my point is, even though it was just a title, even though I wasn't teaching about feast and famine, my point here is if your messaging is not part of your ecosystem, like if you're not looking at your message as an ecosystem for your client attraction system, and you're just doing things haphazardly and following those trends and not having something that's rooted in clarity and focus and in specificity, right? Then you are going to run into things like this where you're putting out marketing type of work, like your marketing content, and the return on investment and return on energy is not what you've hoped because it was never clear in the first place. It was never aligned with your overall business and brand, right? And so I just wanted to share that story with you because it goes against everything I shared with you today. It was rooted in shame and guilt, right? Because I did not have to position it that way. It wasn't clear on what I stood for, especially with, I remember the copy I wrote for the ad. And it wasn't really focusing on the value of the results that I bring, right? I can get you 5 clients in 30 days. Could have been a better message, right? And a better focus. And it would have been in line with my brand message overall at the time. Of course, I course corrected. Like I said, I used to do 3 webinars in a course of 6 weeks. I did course correct, but that particular launch stuck with me forever because every person who got on the call besides that one client who signed up, they weren't a good fit. And not just because I deemed it that. One woman even told me like, oh, because I was selling a VIP day. She was like, wait, I'm in London and we're in a different time zone and all this stuff. And she's like, can I, she tried to haggle me for what the VIP day would look like. Well, can I do half this? And it was like, your people are the people who are willing to be guided. They know that they need help and they're not trying to change the situation. They've done it on their own. They know that they're ready to invest and they're going to make a decision. And even if that decision is not today, they are standing in the power that they are not ready right now, but they will be eventually, right? Whether it's with you or with anybody else. That's who you want to focus on attracting. So in conclusion, if you feel like your messaging, if you look at overall the way that your marketing is flowing, the conversions are happening, and the conversations are happening in your content, if it doesn't feel like it's aligned for you, if it's not bringing you the results that you want, then you want to overall evaluate your messaging. Is it specific? Is it tangible? Is it attracting the right people and repelling the wrong ones? And most importantly, if you leave with anything in this podcast, I want you to remember to not allow your messaging at any point, because it is an ecosystem, not just how you help people. But at any point, I want you to make sure that it is not rooted in shame or guilt. No matter what people are doing in your space, just know that there is always a better way to articulate the value of the results that you bring. There's always a better way to call the right people into your world. All right. That is it for today's episode. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. Let me know if you feel like you're clear on your messaging. You can hop on over on Instagram. I'm at Fabiola.Giordani. You can post in my feed or send me a DM around this topic. I'd love to hear from you. And I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous. You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you desire to earn money consistently and daily with an online course or a group program? Whether you've been thinking about launching a course or you have a program that you want to earn money with consistently on a daily basis, I have something special just for you. I've created a brand spanking new free guide called the Get Paid Daily Guide. It's a marketing guide where I walk you through the 10 simple steps to help you earn 10 to 50K per month by selling an online course or a group program. So if you're ready to get a step-by-step process to earning money daily in your business with an online course or a group program, all you have to do to get access to this free guide is go to www.fabiolagiordani.co/get paid to download it. The link will also be in the show notes. Again, that is fabiolagiordani.co/get paid to download it and get instant access. I will see you on the other side. Bye, gorgeous.